Hey, Zara.
Hi, Jacqueline. I just wanted to make sure that you know starting today.
Tonight?
Today at 10, because you were I forgot to set up the thing yesterday. I apologize, but I'm pretty sure he was expecting you today when we
No, I
spoke.
talked to him yesterday.
Oh, okay. And you're
So
starting
he has a
Monday?
CAT scan at 2.
Okay.
And I asked him, I was like, "Do you need me to go with you?" And he said that he has like transport,
Okay.
and that he's expecting me at 9:30 tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. And
So
then,
I already set up the call, and I finished my assessment with him as far as like.
yeah. And I need to, set up your app to clock in. So later today, just give me a call, okay?
I can do it now.
Oh, okay. Did
And
you
because I'm
download?
getting ready for school.
All right, did you download the HHA Exchange app? I'm
No,
gonna
I didn't.
all right.
So go to the App Store.
Yeah.
Yes, baby, you can have that. Sorry. They're getting ready for daycare, not school.
I was gonna say, you guys started school already?
No, daycare. So I take them and then I get all my stuff done.
Yeah.
All right, so, and it's called the H.
It's called HHA Exchange, and it looks like a little X with a head on it,
Okay.
like a person.
No. So, oh, J, I put G. J, hold on. X with a person. Not seeing it.
Like
Okay.
HHA, like home health aid. Don't see it?
Yes.
Okay.
And it says exchange.
Yes.
Okay.
It's blue, a blue X. Okay.
Okay. Open.
And then on the bottom left, it's going to say sign up. You're going to click there.
Right now I'm selecting a language, so I'll select that
Oh, okay.
and then sign up on the left. Yep. Putting in myself. You guys have my the one that's CDP, as far as an email, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Try to use that one. I feel like work stuff. How big does the password have to be?
Let me see. I have the instructions here. I mean, you don't want to make it too complicated. You might remember, because I know so many people who forget. It doesn't really say. It'll tell you, I guess, as you put it in if you need anything further. Or there's like a question mark where it says new password.
Hold on. Now, when I get to the site, am I gonna have like, does he have a care plan there, a book?
Yeah, I'm gonna put a I'm gonna make sure his care plan is in there, and then it's just for you to clock in and out, and then you could select from his care plan, I believe, but
Is there any paperwork that I have to fill out? Like for documentation purposes?
no.
So any issues, I just give you a call.
Yes.
Okay.
You're gonna He's going to be assigned a coordinator. Her name is Valeria, and
Okay.
she's going to handle his case starting from when you start for the first 2 weeks. And then as long as everything's going well, then he will be assigned a permanent coordinator, but you will be informed every step.
Yeah, I think him and I are going to get along.
Good.
Like, we talked yesterday for, like, another hour. And then I was like, I'm sorry, I got cut short. I was like, they send me your information. I was like, I have a few more questions. So he...
All right.
He's good. I'm sorry. It's just, it's how I'm used to working.
No, I know.
it's hard for
I
me,
wish,
like...
You know, it would be nice if everybody was that way, but...
I'm used to, like, doing my own assessments. I'm used to, like, having interviews with people. So it's kind of hard to, like, step back. But, again...
I know. You're good.
Okay, so it's not going through to let me sign in, and I don't know why.
Did you go to the bottom where it said set up?
Yep, I did that. Now it's asking me to log in.
Okay, so you log in using the email and the password you just created.
That's what I'm doing. And then it's saying it's not right, so hold on. Maybe if I could spell.
And then once you're logged in, there'll be three dots on the top right. I think it looks like little heads.
It's not accepting the email for some reason. But it's my email.
What does it say?
When I hit the password, it says enter a correct email.
Oh, maybe you've spelt it wrong.
Creswell.cdp@gmail.com. No, maybe when I... See if I can go back.
I mean, you could do it over again with where it says sign up, and re-enter it all, because maybe you just spelt the email made an error or something.
Okay, hold on a minute. Well, maybe I didn't do the dot. Oh, of course. Okay, so terms of use, I accepted. Click on the con to write up to date to your profile. Become linked into your agency. Okay. So, mobile ID?
Yeah. What is that? What do you have?
What do you mean?
What is the mobile ID?
It doesn't say. It says update your profile. So this is for me to link in with
you. So you're going to go, the top right has three dots.
Yep, I did that.
You click there, and then there should be an orange exclamation point or circle.
Yep.
And then you're going to fill in your all your information, like your name, your address, your social. Did you do all that yet?
Don't do it right now.
Okay. Okay.
He said that the first time he had an aide come in, was it with your company?
No, we haven't had him before.
So he said that she stayed there, she was like on her phone the whole time. And then she asked to go to the car and then she left in the middle of the day.
Oh, God.
And then that the company called
Oh,
them back and was,
yes, they were only gonna send over a mail or something.
no, I guess it
Oh,
was
that
because
must have
his
been a
house was
different
so
person.
dirty.
Oh, okay.
Like he was like, and I was like, is that the case right now? Because I'm the one that's supposed to help you clean that up. And he's like, no. He was like, my son took care of everything after that. We were more aware. All right. So it says, I successfully logged in. Everything's there. So the next part is it says to hit the three dots again. Linked agencies, is what I'm going to?
Yeah, I need the mobile ID number.
Oh, so I have to go back. So to the profile?
Yeah, just and it should give you a like I think it's like 6 digits or 5 digit number.
Okay, so it's 527. Sorry.
Go ahead. 527.
I'm 45, so this is like
I
this
know.
small. 5277. Ariana or Eli, come here. I don't have my glasses with me. Can you read that number on the top for me?
Which one?
The one all the way on the top. It says 5.
5277167. Thank
Okay,
you.
thank you. Oh, too.
Would you go back to this?
Huh. The caregiver's mobile profile does not match your system's caregiver profile. Boom, boom, boom.
Uh-oh.
Your date of birth is 5/14/1980.
Yes.
Your social 4559121 23.
Yes.
And JACQUELINE CRESPO.
Yes.
Your address is 449 Willow Street.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why this is happening.
They
Oh, your
didn't ask me to go ahead.
phone number. Let me make sure. Did
Six
you
one
do
zero
the
two
two
four
four
eight.
eight 7816?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna have to figure this part out. I don't know why it's doing this. Okay, I'm gonna have to call you back. Don't worry about it. I will figure this out and let you know what's going on.
All right. I'll
All
talk
right.
to you later.
I'm sorry, Jackie. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.